PJ Carlissimo joining me. I realize this time every year when we get to the Final Four, we kind of reflect and look back at the tournament, and every year we say, wow, that was crazy, because there are always upsets. It just happens. This year's a little different, though. I mean, we look at the seeding with the Final Four, it's unprecedented.
Well, I tell you what, however long ago they coined the term March Madness, this is March Madness. And it's funny because if you saw chunks of that Gonzaga-UCLA game where Julian Strother made that three, they're down one, they come down the court and toss back. They call a play Villanova after Jay Wright's famous toss back to win the national championship. But he took a shot. I almost fell out of my chair when he took the shot. But the funny thing was, the next day, Kevin, I'm watching UConn practice, get ready for the Elite Eight, and the practice is over. Dan Hurley's doing media. The players are doing interviews and stuff. They got to stay on the floor for another 10 minutes. And the shooters are out. They're on the S in Madness, arguing where Strother actually shot the thing from. And I'm looking at Madness written like on that black logo in the middle of the court at T-Mobile Arena. And I'm saying, guess what? This is March Madness. It's not Madness. It's the final, NCAA tournament final. This is Madness this year, no question.
When he pulled up, it was sort of the same reaction. My initial thought was, what? No, what are you doing? And then, bang, nails it.
We were opposite Gonzaga bench, and Mark Few's a very, very close friend. And I'm looking dead at Fewey when the shot goes up, and he doesn't blink. And it was funny because he said, Julian in the timeout said to him, because the play was going to be, if he didn't have it, he was going to drive in and penetrate and try and create something and, find somebody else or do something. And he said to Fewey, he said, what if I'm open? So, you're a coach. Maybe Fewey didn't believe it or not. He said, well, sure, he said it in different language. But he said, then shoot the damn thing, which he did. And he shot it, and I'm looking at Fewey, and Fewey, his expression doesn't change. As the ball's in the air, I'm going, are you kidding me? And, of course, it, buried it. And the amazing thing was, nobody talks about it, Tiger's shot hits the, goes almost in. It was similar to the Valpo play that Homer Drew ran for Bryce, as a matter of fact. And Bryce is in a tournament with Grand Canyon, so figure it out, man, all the things that are going on.
It's been so much fun. Do you think they should expand the field? I think all of us still always want to see that one sheet, good-looking bracket, 64 teams, 1 through 16, 4 regions. But they've already gotten a little creative when it comes to with the four. There's been some talk. I talked to some people yesterday. Brad Underwood was kind of like, he's got to think about it. Some other coaches were like, absolutely, let's do it. Where do you stand on that?
I'm always more conservative now, but I remember when the tournament was a lot less, and I'm going way back when it was kind of, I remember years when I thought Bob Boyd's USC team was maybe the second best team in the country and would play, maybe split with UCLA or play two closest games UCLA played the whole year, and they could never go in the tournament. I hated that. I wouldn't like to see, though, and I was lucky enough to coach in the Big East, which to me has performed the best. Some of the other leagues that got 7 or 8, however many bids they got this year. Big East, at one point I said, they got a chance to have 3 teams in here. And Xavier, Texas, I think it was, I think they lost to Texas, was too good for them. And Creighton, of course, was knocking on the door. Talk about that game. But I wouldn't like to see it if it goes to 96 and we've got 12 teams from one league and 10 from the other. In one sense, they deserve to be in if they're the best teams, but I don't like that. I kind of like where we're at right now. I like that some of the one-bid leagues, I wish they'd get. Mountain West has proven how important it is, and what Dutch is doing now is great. That's why, it was them, Boise, Utah State, and Nevada, which was great, the four of them being in. And I've been in, I've done both. I was at Wagner College, and I was at Seton Hall, so I've been on both ends of it, where I felt we were some years, I don't know what we were, where we finished in the Big East the year we got to the Final Four. I know we didn't beat Syracuse. We had 7 losses when the season was over. Michigan was the only one outside the league, and the other 6 were, I think, 3 to Syracuse, twice in the regular season, once in a tournament, 2 to Pittsburgh when they had when Paul Evans, I believe, was there, and 1 at Georgetown. Those were our 6 losses in the regular season. I knew we were that good. I think we finished 4th in the league. So, part of me says you got to put the best teams in. Part of me says you can't keep penalizing these teams and have them one-bid league. So I guess I'd say I like it the way it is now.
Yeah, I'm with you. WGN is Big Ten country, of course. Eight teams in the tournament this year. Only one made it through the second round. That was Michigan State. I talked to Brad Underwood yesterday. Yes, he's the head coach of Illinois. He says he does believe the Big Ten is the best conference. They have struggled in the tournament, though, in terms of national championships. Haven't had one since 2000. We know all that. I still view it as the best conference. Where do you stand on the Big Ten? And maybe it's not like they haven't had success. You know, I mean, the March Madness, we always think national championships. You get to the Sweet 16, that's a huge accomplishment for a program. Elite Eight, Final Four, that's huge stuff. So where do you think the Big Ten is at as a conference? Some have pointed maybe these other conference athleticism kind of stands out, especially these Final Four teams. Where are you at with the Big Ten?
I like the Big Ten a lot. I never liked playing against them. I especially didn't like Michigan beating us. I told everybody, I was with Fish yesterday. Steve Fisher and I are watching San Diego State practice because, of course, Brian Dutcher is his protege. But Brian Dutcher was a GA, I think, at the time, grad assistant, when we played Michigan in the Final Four in 89. Frieder had hired him, and I always tell Fish, has heard me say it a million times, I tell Steve, if Bo Schembechler had let Frieder coach, we'd have won the damn thing instead of Fish coaching. But, Bill Frieder, obviously a great friend also. The Big Ten's a great league. There is no logical explanation for why they haven't done better in the tournament. These teams are that good. You watch the regular season, what they did. I don't know who's their little deal with now. Is it ACC Big Ten or Big East Big Ten?
Well, UCLA, Big USC. 12,
you know, when they played.
Oh, the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is look at the results. They're that good. I was with Matt last night. I thought Matt Painter's team was going to be here. I thought they were the best team in the league. I watched them from the beginning.
How was Coach Painter?
He was hanging in, as disappointed as he is. But I believe first game I ever did for Westwood One was Illinois when Bruce Weber was there at Purdue at Illinois. Matt was coaching. It was that really good team. Robbie Homa was still, was before Robbie's injury. Robbie now works for Westwood One in the Big Ten Network. They're going to be back. There's no question. They should take a summer course. Professor Izzo needs to conduct a summer course. I don't think he would do it, regardless of what they would pay him.
Izzo in March. Tough to bet against
other coaches of the league, because that gentleman, last game I coached in college, unfortunately was a loss to Michigan State, but Iz knows how to do it. I don't know what it is, but he has his team playing the best at the end of the year. My early years with Westwood, I did a couple of tournaments in Indy at the time. I used to jump around. I don't know if it still does, but it's in
yep,
United it Center. Nice, it's
yeah.
in Indy.
Yep.
It's different places. But Iz knows how to do it. There's too many good teams. I wouldn't be surprised if there's two of them in the Final Four next year, especially in Indianapolis. It would be nice for those teams to be there. But they will be back. Brad will be back. And but my son played at Eastern Illinois this year for Marty Simmons. Their opening game was at Illinois. And they get slapped around a little bit by the Illini, but they enjoyed the year.
PJ, thank you for the time.
All right, Kev, great being with you.